Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
And Rich.
Hey, what's going on?
So, we got some... call burner seems to be working a little bit. There seems to be some stuff we have to iron out, but it should not be the biggest clusterfuck like it was last week.
Yay.
Last show.
Yeah, well, we won't lose any audio.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be... there's a better chance of the audio not being completely in sync.
Yeah. Oh, great.
just a smidgen.
Just a smidgen. Well, I can always check my audio and see if your voice is on there, too, so... And maybe you can always use my source code, but...
Yeah, but I believe when it's... the audio on your end will be completely different level-wise. Like,
yeah.
Yours could be a lot louder than everyone else. I could be very quiet.
Right.
It differs from computer to computer, so... But who knows, whatever.
Yeah. We'll figure it all out. So, it's been a slow week, I guess, for the most part, of video game playing, but...
Hopefully a quick show, because I'm still recovering from being sick.
Yeah, I've been sick.
Yeah, you don't sound all that great.
So
thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I hope you handcuffed your kids somewhere so they can't destroy the show again.
I know, right? No, they're upstairs, man. I was smart. I made sure I had them have a nice little spread up in their room. They're good to go for at least a few hours.
In other words, he locked them up there.
They have fresh batteries for their Wii.
Well, this is like Harry Potter.
Except he makes them
share.
No,
it's like Carrie or whatever. You lock them under the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Harry Potter. Oh, that was a terrible joke. Thanks.
Oh, boy.
I'll be here all week.
You'll be here.
So anyway, yeah, it's Thanksgiving. How was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Mine was, it was a little bit of a downer. Also.
Yeah, well, there's a little bitch in this podcast that made me cry on Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot, Kush.
You're welcome.
What happened? I missed that. What happened?
Oh, he recorded a pixelated sausage episode, or pixelated, yeah, sausage cast, where he was thankful for things, and I was number two on his list right behind his dad, and he made me cry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're it's number nice. Three after my dead cat.
Well, now I feel better.
Man, you made the top three, dude.
I know.
I'd be bawling, too, if I made the top three.
Well, you were actually mentioned, too.
Oh, wow. I'm honored.
And how your kids are horrible. I'm thankful for you, but not your kids.
You'd love them if you met them.
My favorite,
that's for sure.
My favorite part is when Kush's dad was on there. That was the greatest 30 seconds
no
of
way, your dad was on?
The greatest 30 seconds of podcasting ever.
I gotta go back and listen to that.
My dad has mentioned to me that he's like, maybe we should do a test little show. Let's record something together. And then he's like, but I don't trust you. You'll definitely put it up. So I don't know. I'm trying to ease him into it.
It was basically this. I ain't talking on that damn show. And you're like, come on, get in here, Dad. No. So what are you thankful for, Dad? You, all right? Is that what you want to hear? It was great.
I'm going to get him on, even if I have to just like hide a recorder somewhere.
So, I had some good news on Monday, though. I had to go back in for my eye surgery, and they told me I didn't need to have another surgery on my eye right now. So,
oh, that's awesome news.
They said that I'm still seeing spots and stuff because all that blood takes time to clear out of your eyeball.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm still seeing spots, but he said everything else looked pretty good. Although I got to go back in 4 to 5 months because they've noticed that one of my retinas in my left eye looks like it's been being pulled. So they need to keep an eye on that. He looked at it. He said it wasn't that bad, but he wanted to keep an eye on it. So I need to keep my blood sugar down from the diabetes and stuff so it doesn't do any more damage to that eye. But
yeah.
Stay
on top of it, man.
Yeah. So that was good news. And then we had the blizzard of 2013 here, which, you know, it's not really much of a blizzard to most people, but when you're trying to get to work and your windshield wiper blade isn't doing its job, it makes any bit of snow a fucking nightmare. So
oh, yeah.
I've got to go get a new windshield wiper blade today for my car. So
yeah, get the winterized ones.
It was awesome walking in like 20 degree weather to school with a fever 2 miles.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you sound like you were having a bad week, dude. You scared the shit out of me with your stroke or whatever that was.
Oh, who knows what it is? I don't know.
Of course, you didn't go to the damn doctor, did you?
No. Asshole. Were you crazy? Of course I didn't. You nuts. It's not going to happen.
All right, so let's get talking about video games. So, well, it looks like we've all been playing this one, so we'll start out with it. Rise, Son of Rome.
Yeah, I was trying to finish it before the show started, but my boss had me go out and run some errands, so.
You mean your wife?
Yeah.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, so I'm at the final boss. I think it's the final boss.
Boudicca?
Yeah.
So, actually, that's not the final boss.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's a little bit more left.
Okay, awesome.
So, Kush, I wasn't going to let you borrow it, but it seems like you've actually played it. Did you rent it or something?
No, I bought it.
Oh, you
so my dad could play it. I told you that would likely happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and I've played it for about an hour, and I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, as that game goes on, it gets way more tedious, and it seems like you're doing the same crap over and over again, but,
So one thing I don't like about the visuals, I think it looks, I mean, it's a great looking game. I don't like the fact that, you know, when you're doing these executions and everything, and you slice into a guy, that it still, it doesn't look like like you put your sword into somebody's neck or whatever, and then it just sort of doesn't look like it actually went through.
Yeah.
And I know it's weird that I'm asking for more graphic violence, but it just seems weird that, I mean, everything looks so realistic, but then when you're actually, you know, executing these guys, it just sort of feels, oh, this is really gamey.
I guess my only issue with it is probably the different classes of enemies. They're all dressed exactly the same.
Uh-huh.
Like the shield guy looks one, you know, the Britannia shield guy looks one way, the Berserker Britannica guy looks a certain way. And it's, I mean, I know it helps when you're trying to figure out what combo to use to take them out. But I mean, I wish they kind of varied it up just a little bit. Like maybe give one guy a yellow hat and another guy a green hat or something. You know, just to, just to kind of.
I don't know if you know this, but the Xbox One can't handle that many colors on the screen. one thing that gets on my nerves later on in the game, late in the game, it's like they keep sending way too many enemies after you, and there's too many of them that can block everything that you throw, and they have.
Oh no! See, that's when I like it. I don't feel like I'm in the midst of like a real.
Or not so much they block anything you throw. It's the ones that can that have the unblockable attacks.
Yeah.
And I hate. It's like, oh well, it's not really an unblockable attack. If you hit this button at the right pixel, then you'll block it every time. That I can't do that when there's 7 or 8 enemies attacking me on the screen at once. It gets real frustrating there at the end, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of like it when you're like blocking like 7 guys in a row and then you just go on a tear. Well, most times I get my butt kicked, but every once in a while I'll actually pull it off and it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the focus, I would never make it through this game.
Yeah, I know.
When there's too many enemies on the screen, fuck you, I'm taking 2 of you out right now.
Right.
Boom.
Super even the odds a little bit.
Yeah, so have you guys tried any of the multiplayer, the co-op?
No. I actually want to try to play with you guys at some point.
Well, it's only 2 players.
Yeah.
So I tried.
Is it only online or is it local too?
You can do a solo. You can do solo.
I mean, is there local? Can you play 2 people on 1 system?
I honestly don't pay attention to that. I don't know. But let me see. Xbox One. Nope. Co-op's only. Only on Xbox Live.
Okay.
Rats. So, I played it last night. I just played with a random guy on there. And it's actually pretty fun. So you choose an arena, and it does... Rich will know more about this. When you go into the arena near the end of the game, and you know how it's telling a story, and it's...
Yeah, and it's changing all the time.
And that's how this works.
Okay.
You choose one of those kind of arenas.
Oh, cool! And, I was kind of hoping that because that part of the game is pretty fun.
So, like, you might be, oh, you got to get attack all these enemies here. Another one may be like, oh, this is going to burn down if you don't get over there and kick this pot of water on it. But you got to fight all these enemies to get to it, and it's kind of some of it's kind of frustrating because like I was just playing like with a random dude, and he wasn't talking, and I wasn't talking. But if your character falls in battle, you don't die immediately. If the guy gets over to you in time, he can save you, and he doesn't even have to hit a button. He just has to touch you, and it's like, oh, you're back up.
Cool.
So, but it was kind of fun, and it does all the same kind of combat stuff, even the slowdown and stuff like that, which is kind of funny because when you slow down and are ripping people to pieces, you see your guy kind of run over there like, oh, this is happening now, and I can't do anything, and I'm moving at normal speed, and he's moving all slow, but there's really just no good way to do that, I imagine.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But,
I don't know. I mean, I can't wait to try it out.
So, Kush, has your dad tried it out yet?
Yeah. He's enjoyed it. Yeah. His main comment is that he thinks Nero's a stupid, fat piece of crap.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was history's thought, too.
Yeah.
That was basically, he's like, oh, I don't want to help this guy. Trying to kill him, and it didn't work.
Now, you guys listen to the Hardcore History Podcast. At least I know Rob has. Have you, Mark?
No.
No. Well, did you check out the Roman podcast episodes?
Rob? I haven't, no. I actually forgot about that podcast. He just mentioned it again. I was like all about it for like a week, and then I forgot.
Yeah, because it was this really because I had just gone through the whole Roman thing like a few weeks before I started playing Rise, and yeah, Rise does a pretty good job of at least keeping things somewhat in the timeline.
See, to me, the whole history of Rome and stuff, I was never excited about that. I always liked Greek history,
mm-hmm.
and it's like Rome took everything that Greek history had as their gods.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that, and just renamed them.
Rome was far more like militaristic.
Yeah,
so,
and I don't. To me, you know, I love God of War. Something about Rise just doesn't hit the same itch because I don't.
Yeah, Rome. You know, it's funny because I'm not as good a game as God of War is. I've never finished a game. Actually, outside of the PSP versions, mm-hmm. I've never really finished a game because I don't know. I don't know. This didn't do it for me, I guess.
Speaking of God of War and Rise, I don't understand why people are... I don't get how anyone thinks Rise is super violent.
Yeah,
I mean,
really?
It's
yeah,
not right? that violent at all. I mean, the graphically, if you compare it to God of War, the most recent ones, it's like, this is nothing.
Yeah.
I've never experienced anything. Okay, whoop-de-doo. You chop off an arm and you see that little white circle, which is bone.
Well, the funny thing is, when you were talking about that, you're talking about how you wanted to see more realistic violence. It took me back to the point when God of War 3 came out, how you thought that was disgusting, how they ripped that guy's head off.
Well, it's not so much that I want super graphic violence, but just, you know, if a sword goes into an enemy, I want it to just, it feels more like a wrestling game where it's like the collision isn't exactly right. Like you see it go in, but it doesn't seem like it's actually going in where it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's just not anatomically correct. That's my bigger problem.
Yeah, I gotta be honest with you. About the first hour of playing Rise, I mean, I don't know, maybe because I'm getting older and I got kids and stuff, but man, I was a little...
He's over here cringing.
Some of those executions were kind of, they were definitely cringe. I'm like, ooh, good. Can I just...
Is there a way to turn that off? I love smashing them with the shield. I love it whenever you do an execution with the shield and just smash them right in the face.
But I will say this, as it got tougher and like you start getting some of those situations, like Rob was talking about, where you have a bunch of guys blocking you and stuff like that. At that point, it was super satisfying. Like, oh, you want to block this? Block this! And by the end of it, I was just like, oh, yeah.
And the double executions are always awesome.
Oh, those are amazing. Yes.
And I also love any execution that it's very context sensitive as well when you're near, those spikes on the walls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How you'll just throw, instead of, you know, like, oh, he's just going to chop their head off or cut their throat here. No, instead he'll pick them up and actually throw them into the spikes, and then the body just kind of hangs limp there. Yeah. And even in the arena, it's pretty cool in the co-op mode, because sometimes you'll actually pick them up and stick them on spikes on the wall.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it looks really cool.
Yeah, I had my This Is Sparta moment, like, right before I came on. I gave the guy over a balcony while Rome was being sacked. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I noticed.
It'd be great if you scream that at Kinect and then the character on screen, Marius or whatever, just said, no, this is madness. Every single time. That would never get old.
That's something I didn't realize last episode, is I was so confused at how the voice things worked, because I thought I had to hold down LB and then say the words, but apparently if you hold down LB, then it's the same as not saying the words out loud. So I was really confused because the way that pops up there. And so I was holding the button down and yelling at the TV.
That's what I've been doing the whole
game.
Yeah,
but if you just yell at the TV, it'll pick it up. But then But then I sound retarded. I'm like, charge, fire volley.
Yeah, I don't
care. Fire volley.
I also retarded all day. I don't care.
I know you're supposed to be into it, but this is how I sound. I sound like Joe McHale at the VGX. You know, fire volley. I don't want to be here.
Right. I haven't drank half enough as I should.
I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah. I thought it was comical.
My only problem with the VGX is I think he's funny.
I think
I
we should
Joe.
Just hold off on VGX until the end.
Yeah, we'll do that.
So, there's more to say than just a little bit. Yeah, but to finish on Rise, I've only played a little bit right now, but I can tell from what I played that no matter how the game ends up, I'd like to see a Rise 2. Because I think there's definitely potential in what is here.
Yeah, give the team more time to actually work on it. Because I think this game suffered from the fact that it started out as a Kinect game.
Yeah.
And it also started out as a 360 game.
Yeah. Right. So.
And to go from that to Xbox One and look as good as it does, I mean, I think that's pretty...
That's Crytek.
Commendable, man. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Exactly. That's Crytek.
And I kind of want people to remember, too, that half the staff of Angel Games went to Crytek. So, you know.
There you go. I hope it's the staff that preferred making Darksiders 1 than Darksiders 2.
Darksiders 2 is amazing. Go fuck yourself, Kush.
Darksiders 1 is better.
I don't think so.
Well, you're wrong.
And
that's why THQ went out of business.
They went out of business because they couldn't handle funds.
No, right. It's because Darksiders 2 was not as good as Darksiders 1. It's all because of that.
Nope.
Yep.
All right. Battlefield 4. So I've noticed Kush has been playing this, and I've been playing it on PS4. So have you been playing single player or you've been playing
multiplayer?
Oh my god!
I haven't really touched a single player.
Is it working?
For the most part.
Yeah.
Wasn't tracking the stats for the stupid challenge, though they bumped it up a week. But it's still that whole thing is a freaking dumb disaster.
So, the more I play, I've been playing more Team Deathmatch than I thought I would because I seem to be better at that because Conquest Mode, I can't handle 64 players. I was so excited for that, but I just suck at 64-player Battlefield. There's too many people to kill me.
I've been playing Team Deathmatch because those matches end quicker.
Yeah.
And I want to get in those 100 matches before the challenge is over. I beat Dead Rising 3 and then I beat it again in less than a day on, Nightmare Mode.
Mm-hmm. I need to go back to that. I ain't really played that much in the last week. So, what do you think about the way Battlefield 4 looks?
You're talking about multiplayer?
Yeah.
I think it looks okay. Yeah. I mean, it definitely doesn't look as good as single player, though that is always the case.
Yeah.
But it looks fine, and the more importantly, it runs really well, so I don't experience lag or anything like that. I very rarely experience lag, but for the most part, it runs really well, so I don't care. And it's not like it looks bad. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look as amazing as a single player.
Right. The single player looks really good. I haven't played much single player because every time I play it, it wipes out my save, and I have to start all over again. So
I think it may have done that to me, which is another reason why I'm like, I don't feel like going back.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to play. I was like, this looks actually fun. It looks way more fun than Battlefield 3's campaign, where it's like, oh, suddenly you're in a jet. And that was the most boring fucking mission ever.
I just love the intro with that song. It's so ridiculous. When I started up Battlefield 4 and then this song started playing, I'm like, where is this coming from? I was convinced that it was not the game. I was like, something is open somewhere. Like, if there's an ad open on some website. I don't know what's going on.
Origins opened up on your Xbox 360 to a website. I think Battlefield's fun. I wish I was better at it, but I suck at it.
I'm doing all right. I let my dad play that a little bit. You know you don't care about your kill death ratio if you let another person play.
Or if you're me. So, that is also a reason why you don't care about your kill to death ratio. Did you guys play some more Forza?
Yeah. I played a bit more too. And it's weird. I both love it more and hate it more all at the same time.
So have they adjusted the,
That's the hate. The economy.
When I started listening to other podcasts talk about this, I was like, this is ridiculous.
Dude, okay.
I still have not run into any point where it's like, oh, I definitely need to spend money.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, one thing I liked about, like, Forza 4, you get so much money so quickly. I mean, I could just, what do I feel like buying today? You know, it seemed like you could buy whatever you wanted.
Have you logged on to Forza Rewards?
I'm going to get to that in a second. So, you know, I've been kind of, Rise kind of took the time I did have to play during Thanksgiving break. But I just recently got back into Forza. And I'm looking at, you know, I wanted to do some of the race cars, but they're so expensive and you don't make much money in the races. So I'm like, oh man, this kind of stinks. I'll have to grind, you know, it's like an RPG. I'm going to have to grind down this thing just to get the car that I want. And, I ended up going to the Forza.net website and they had the rewards program. And I thought I had done it before, but apparently I didn't. So I went in there and it gave me like 4 million credits, which is kind of sweet. You know, because I played every other Forza game, so I guess I had built up quite a bit of credits there.
Some free cars too, don't you?
Yeah, I got some free cars.
I got like a free F1 car. I don't know where the hell I came from.
Whoa, you got the F1 car?
I got an F1 car for free. I don't know where that came from.
Oh man, maybe I didn't log in at the right time or something like that.
But then I finally raced with it. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I quit that thing. And I'm like, I cannot. I've never played a game, any kind of F1 racing game, and this is like, too fast. Controls really weird. Because it's, I mean, those cars control in a way almost that you never have to brake.
Yeah,
it's really, they're really weird. I don't know. I don't like it. Get out of here.
Well, so with that 4 million credits, I went and got myself a, for those familiar with the series, the V8 Supercar Australian stock car, which is freaking a lot of fun. And I picked up one of the new Indy cars. So I haven't driven the Indy car yet. I'm working on the V8 Supercar Championship right now. But let me tell you, oh my God, this is what I love.
My championship I'm working on right now has me driving a Ford Fiesta.
Okay, so we're a little different. I haven't seen your driver tar in many of the races for the V8 stuff. Like I've seen you all the time in you know, like production based stuff. When I got into the race cars, it's like, I think I saw your driver turn like one race.
Didn't make much money for me.
Yeah, but man, I got into the, you know, the actual cars I wanted to race, and wow, I'm really enjoying the driving in Forza. Really enjoying the driving, and now the game's been out a little while. I'm noticing that the driver tires are starting to get a little better. Before I had to really ramp up the driver tire to get any kind of challenge, and I had to kind of kick it back just a little bit, just to be in the game. So
is there no AI? It's all just drivatars now?
Well, I mean, the drivatar is actually AI.
Well, I mean, there's no, like there's no professional, like.
No. AI. Well, I mean, there's different levels you can put it on. I mean, you can change the level of the AI.
Yeah, and, like, all the drivatars are not people on your friends list.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, but it's pretty cool. I haven't played as much as I wanted to. I think my driver tire's only synced at like 21% or something like that. I don't know about you, Kush.
The rate of that, I mean, it's gonna take a while to get that thing fully synced.
Yeah, but outside of the, I mean, and I heard that they changed something where they're gonna give you like a little more credit and stuff like that. But the microtransaction aspect of Forza 5 is, they gotta fix that. And, you know, I think some of it has to do with them. They don't want you to advance so quickly because, you know, the game is so much more limited than Forza 4 was. I mean, there's not as many tracks, there aren't as many cars. So, you know, if you really grind, you can just rip through the game, I guess.
Yeah, maybe
that's what they're trying to do. But, yeah, I don't know.
If you rip through the game, it'd still take a long time
to do
everything. So it's like, I don't.
Yeah.
And like I said, I have not run into any moment where it's like, oh, I need to pay money to get this.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have to pay money, but the grind was so high that.
I know, but I still never felt like, oh, I mean, I have plenty of cars that I can use to do other events that I haven't competed in, so I'm fine. It's, you know, whatever.
I guess what,
if I was redoing the same thing over and over and over again to get there, then I would be annoyed. But there are a whole bunch of different race, whatever, your contest things, whatever they're called, that are open.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I want to bring this up too, because Gran Turismo 6 released on Friday, and basically it does the same thing that Forza does. So,
oh, you can spend a lot of money in Gran Turismo 6. A lot.
But apparently, from what I was told, though, that you can get a lot more cars cheaper than you can in Forza, because they're saying some of the cars in Forza, if you bought them with tokens, you're talking $90 for some cars. Is what GPD was saying, and that's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
And well, also the fact that one thing I do not like about Forza, and I don't know if Gran Turismo does the same thing, but apparently it's like you buy DLC for this game,
you
and then
don't
you
get the car.
Yeah, you don't get the car. You have to buy it.
You still gotta grind and get the credits enough to buy it. Yeah.
I think that's kind of bullshit.
I think it is too. That's why I'm not doing the season pass. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I really want something, then I'll download the separate car once I have the
course. There are already enough cars anyway.
Yeah, there really is.
I'm more interested in courses. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Bring me more courses.
Yeah, because there's only 13 courses right now. Is that?
Yeah. I know the Nürburgring is coming back. I'm not sure when, but they pretty much said that's coming back. I hope Sonoma comes back. Infineon? I love that track.
I just want them to take every track, and to make them more exciting is to do the whole Top Gear thing with them. Fill them with a bunch of obstacles. Do that on every other course. And that's like new courses, man.
Mm.
It's the best thing in the world.
I guess the point I'm taking a long time getting to is if you've never played any other Forza game and you get into this and you want to play a bunch of cars, I feel kind of bad for you, because you're not going to get the million credits by going online like I did, so I can at least get a jump on things, you know? So I think that's kind of stinky.
So did you get your F1 car, Rich?
No, I ended up getting an Indy car instead. I could have bought a F1 car, but I don't know. I'm more of an Indy car fan than F1, to be honest with you.
So that code I gave you, was it any good?
Oh, man, I forgot about that.
You son of a...
I'm such an idiot. Thanks for reminding me. I'll do it after the show.
But I bet it's something that you have to buy anyway, so it's not like, oh.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I'll, shoot. And I think it was an Audi or something like that. I think I have the credits for it, actually. I'll probably just go ahead and, Audi. Yeah.
Kush, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's only showing Rich on my Skype thing. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Anywho. So I guess moving on, Rich, what else have you played? Is that it? Or?
No, actually, this one kind of comes out of left field for me. As much as I've been loving my Xbox One and playing
Grid 2 on his PS3.
No!
It's available
it's free. No, I just passed on that one. But what I have been playing is Rainbow Moon on my Vita.
Oh, damn, I picked that up as well, but I really haven't played it.
You know what? It's interesting. I tried it on the PS3 and I freaking hated it. I played it for maybe like 10 minutes and I was done with it. For whatever reason, on the handheld, that game...
It makes way more sense on the handheld.
Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. So I've been playing a lot of that.
The problem is I played so far of it, pretty far in PS3 version. I mean, I don't know how far I got. And I haven't played it in so long, I've forgotten how to play that damn game, and I can't remember what I had to do. So I need to kind of start all over, but I remember how much of a grind it is starting out.
It is. It is. So, and speaking of microtransactions.
Does that game have a lot of microtransactions?
Oh, yeah, man.
I never paid attention.
You can. I didn't really notice it in the PS3 version, but on the Vita version, it's prevalent. If you at the start screen, you can go to upgrade, and you click on it, and it brings you right to the PlayStation Store. And
I do remember all that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it gives you stuff like extra money and experience.
Oh, it gives
stuff,
you tons of moons or whatever you call them. Things. Yeah.
I never dealt with any of that.
I'm not. You know, I paid for the game. I don't need the microtransactions.
But yeah, this game makes a lot more sense on the Vita.
Oh man, and it looks great on there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, I remember when that game came out, like, me and Big Steve were both like, I want to play this on the Vita. Steve's like, this game was made for the Vita. And then apparently he picked it up this week as well. So,
Man, I think if they had launched it on the Vita first, I think the game would have done better.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I'm excited for the sequel, so.
I thought it was on the Vita.
I'm sorry, what, Kush?
I bought it when I first got my Vita because I thought it was for the Vita.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, this is PS3. God damn it.
Yeah, but if you bought it on the
problem is, you can get it now for $6 or whatever.
Yeah, it's worth the $6.
It is. Well, actually, I think it's like, well, PlayStation Plus is like, I think it was $11.99 or something.
Well,
like that.
if you already
own the PS3 version.
Oh, if you already, oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Wait, did you own the PS3 version, Rich?
Yeah.
Then you paid full price for the Vita version?
You had to select a specific version. It wouldn't automatically adjust.
Yeah, there was a, if you looked in the store, it was PS3 owner's special bundle or something is what it was called.
This is why you go to pixelatedsausage.com, check out the PlayStation deals of the week.
Yeah, well, I was on the roof. I was in North Carolina, man.
Well, they have the internet in North Carolina too. I'm just saying.
I've widened the Pixelated Sausage site. Now I have to adjust things. Pictures are going to have to be longer.
When did you do this?
Earlier today.
Why wasn't I told? Oh. Because I'm not important. That's why.
And I changed the look of the Xbox Live and PSN Deal of the Week headers.
Anyway.
And now my other computer seems to have frozen.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
So, is that it for you then, Rich? Is that...
Yeah, well, you know, dabbling a little bit on Call of Duty on the Xbox One. And, you know, I'll go back to it. I mean, I had already beaten it on the 360, so I'll go back to it later. I'm having more fun with Rise and Forza.
Right. And, I just realized something. This is episode 69 of Pixelated Radio, which is Kush's favorite number.
Yeah, the year I was born. That's my race car number. I mean... Every car I made.
Yeah, that's your race car reason because it was.
It's also the last time that American won Le Mans overall. Just so you know, because I know you guys want to know that.
And the last time GT40. Anyone cared about Le Mans. In there.
All right, so let's get to what I have been playing. Okay. Walmart had a real good deal on Skylanders Swap Force for the PS4 version. It was on all the versions were on sale for $37, which is basically half price.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I had that on Amazon like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was the same. It was Walmart same week or somewhere around the same time period. So I picked it up, and I only played like the first level of it. They did add a jump, which is really cool, but that game still kind of feels. I don't know, less exciting than Disney Infinity. Uh-oh. We lost Kush. Sorry, I had to go get a spot of tea.
What? We are here.
Kush, you here?
Yeah.
What happened?
Computer froze.
Ah, gotcha.
You're going to have to check your file because...
I did. It had all three of our voices.
Okay, then, because... it would not let me recover. Audacity would not let me recover, so.
Oh, good. Well, we got the first half of the show. It recorded all three voices, so.
Yeah, so you just have to send me all that crap.
Alrighty.
Everything sound good?
I sound a little low, but.
You always sound effed up.
Yeah.
So, alright. I need a better mic. That's what I need to focus on. So, I have some time to focus in January.
You can trade in that PS4 because we all know the PS4 is a piece of poop.
Oh, fuck you. Likes it. I can trade in the Xbox. Some bitch wouldn't even work today, some bitch. So, anyway, to get back to the discussion, I was talking about Skylanders Swap Force. I picked it up for $37, half price. And I picked up one of the giant figures because apparently they work too, and there was one really cool looking one, Ninjini.
Doesn't everything work? Everything's backwards.
Yeah, it's all back. That's what I do like about that game is everything works for that game. Even though,
was it in Giants that they added jump or was it this one?
No, it was this one.
Okay, so I definitely need to play Swap Force.
But the jump really doesn't add much to the game.
I don't care. Just being able to jump. I don't know why that's so important in any game.
Yeah, any game that's never hasn't had a jump button has, like, annoyed me. Like, that was half the reason why I couldn't get into Brutal Legend, because you get to these fences, and it's like, I should be able to just jump over that. But nope,
yeah,
gotta walk
off. It's the worst in action RPGs.
Yeah, so,
I think there's no jumping maybe Arcane Gothic 4. I don't know. So there's a whole bunch of those kind of games where it's like, you don't have a jump, uh-uh.
Yeah. So, but it does have a jump button, and I only played, like I said, I only played the first level, and it seems a lot better than the old Skylanders, but it doesn't really seem that much, that it's really changed much, but it looks really good on PS4, though. So, you know, it's there's no, like, screen tearing or anything like that, so I was really impressed with how it looked visually on the PS4. Just, I mean, it looked like an up-res version, but... but yeah, for $37, I thought that's a good price, because, you know, you get all three of the new figures and all that, so, and I don't know if there's a couple of figures I'm waiting to get, because I definitely want, Hot Dog, because he looks like a pug, so, I kind of want to get him, but, whoa, get away from there, I picked up on the Vita, I picked up Ease, Memories of Sasita, which is from the Ease series, which looks like Wise, and I've always called it Wise. But this is a cool little action RPG. It's kind of so basically you start out. Now stop me if you've heard this before. It's an RPG.
Shut up.
You don't have any memories.
That's it. Okay, shut up. We already know what it's about.
So basically, you don't have any memories. You're trying to remember what's going on. The leader of this city has wants you to explore this forest and map it out, because apparently it's never been mapped out before, and people go in and they don't come out. So, you know, you start seeing people that you don't remember, and you as you go in this forest, you start picking up pieces of your memory, and but it's your typical run around, fight some enemies. You know, it's really fun, though. It's kind of been my go-to game when I've been laying down at night to go to sleep. I'm like, I might put an hour into it.
Hmm.
So, it's pretty fun. It kind of makes me want to play the ones that have been released on Steam, because they've released the PSP versions on Steam. So, and then I played probably the weirdest game I've played this year for the Vita, called Tearaway. Which is
I forgot to talk about.
Oh, did you get this too?
I just got the demo, but I'll tell you what, I want this game.
So, it's Media Molecule's new Vita game, and it's all done with like construction paper art, and it's kind of like a little bit like a platformer. When you start the game out, though, you don't jump, you can't jump, but eventually you get that ability as well. So I don't know how the demo starts, if it has the jump and all that. But this game is really weird, but it's really fun. Kush is messing with things on the screen. It's bothered me.
Just talk, you son of a biscuit.
So, it's really hard to explain this game, because it's all made out of construction paper look, and it's a platformer, and you're just kind of walking around and solving people's problems. But, like, the first thing you come up to is a squirrel. And he's upset because the enemies in the game are called scraps. And they took his crown. And so he wants you to make a new crown. So it goes to the screen and you take a Vita and you cut out a crown shape. And it says, okay, now you need to put jewels on it. So you put your jewels on it. And then he puts the crown on his head and he says, hey, guess what? Now you can take a picture of me. So you take a picture of this thing. And at that point, it lets you take this picture online, and you can post it to your Twitter and stuff. So I did that. But also, at the same time, it allows you to see what other people did as well, you know, that anybody else that posted their pics. Well, guess what? Most people put dicks on the heads of their squirrels with hairy nuts. So dicks everywhere, all right? But
Dick away is what they should call the game.
But the game really uses just like a lot of the touch screen and the back screen as well. So like early on when you're fighting enemies, there'll be these screens that look like there'll be areas in the game where it looks like the triangle, square, circle, and X buttons on the controller, or you know, they're little, kind of like the logo for PlayStation. And at this point, you can hit your fingers on the back of the screen and tap these areas, and your fingers will stick through into the game world and interfere with things. So if you're killing enemies, you can kind of basically hit them with your finger and kick them off the screen or whatever. There's lots of times, basically in the game you're playing a messenger, and they keep talking about the you. So basically the sun of the world, when they show the sun, it's actually your face from the camera. It's just weird shit, but the game is really fun. I played it for about an hour this morning because I wanted to talk more about it. So what did you think about what you played, and what does the demo do, Rich?
Dude, oh, well, the demo does a lot of what you just mentioned, you know, the pictures and everything. What I found really amazing about it is it utilizes every aspect of the Vita well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a good tech demo for the Vita.
Yes. It does everything well. I mean, the touch is really responsive, and the gameplay is very responsive as well. I mean, I just downloaded the demo on a whim. I was like, I'm on a road trip. Let me check this out. Let me try it out. And I quickly found myself wanting the full game. It's really good. It's not normally the kind of game. Like, I wasn't really into to Little Big Planet. You know, I couldn't stand
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, I got it for the kids. The kids dig it. I'm like, oh, Media Molecule. It's like, it's a great game, but it's not in my wheelhouse, you know? But for whatever reason, the Tearaway is just really something I'm interested in getting more into. I'm digging it.
Yeah, and I didn't really know anything about this game. It was getting really good reviews. And I was like, man, I didn't really care much for Little Big Planet, but I wanted to try this.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, man. I mean, I think the only problem, unfortunately, is it came out right around the PS4 and the Xbox One launch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's gonna get a little lost in the crowd there.
Yeah, it launched the same night as the Xbox One. I do believe.
Yeah, but if any Vita owner out there, it's worth at least downloading the demo and checking it out. It's really cool.
I didn't even know there was a demo.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
so it's a really unique game. It's definitely different. And I just like all the little puzzles and stuff. And like I said, eventually you get a jump button and stuff like that. And they're not like really hard puzzles to figure out. It's like, oh, throw this piece of fruit into this thing so it grows, it opens a door or whatever. But it's cute.
Yeah.
And, you can also like customize your character. Like you'll get to areas in the game. It's like, hey, change your character so you can like remove the eyes of your character and put them in different spots and just make your character look unique and then take pictures of them. And there's a couple areas in the game where it's like, hey, this pig is ugly and these people are making fun of this pig. And it's like, oh, your pig, my pig's not going to like your pig because your pig looks hideous. And so you have to make the pig look pretty. And then it's like, I can't believe your pig is as, I don't know why I thought your pig was ugly. So, but I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed what I played. Been playing more of The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. I'm about 3 sages away from finishing. Well, I know there's probably the 3 sages plus a final dungeon for Ganon or whatever. So I like the game, but I'm still so fucking annoyed by what they did with the series and the whole fact of buying items. It's just annoying when you're in a dungeon and you die. And they take away all the items that you didn't buy. And the price of the items is like, oh, you can rent it for 50. If you want to buy it and keep permanently, though, that's 800 rupees. And they're kind of, it's not hard to come by the rupees. It's just, it's annoying when you've got 8 different items that you have to buy. Mm. And if you die, they take them all away that you didn't buy. So, if you're in a dungeon and you die, well, you're going to obviously need that fucking item to finish the dungeon. So then you have to leave, go all the way back to the house. Rent the item again, or buy it if you've got the money, and then go all the way back to the dungeon. Which, you know, there's fast travel and shit like that, but I just don't see any point to what they did. There's just, to me, there's no point in this. So they can make it more linear, so you can go to each dungeon. Who cares? And it also makes a lot of the puzzles in the game really easy to figure out, because when you go into a dungeon, they don't expect you to have the other item, any other item. So every puzzle in that game, either A, has to deal with you merging into a wall and walking around to somewhere, or the item that you had to come into the dungeon with. There's nothing special about the dungeons anymore.
Yeah.
And I just really hate that. And it bothers me when people are like, oh, the new Zelda game that they're doing for Wii U is going to do the same thing. I'm like, stop! That's not Zelda. Stop it. The game is fun. Don't get me wrong. I am enjoying my time with Link Between Worlds, but it's just making unnecessary changes. So, And I guess the last thing I wanted to talk about real fast is I picked up Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn, which is the new MMO. And I picked this up on PS3 because it's on sale right now for like $15 for the collector's edition or $10 for the PS3 or the regular edition.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a free upgrade when this game is launched for the PS4 next year. So I went ahead and put the $15 down to get the collector's edition. And I've only played just a little bit of it. The style and everything looks, stylistically, it looks a lot like Final Fantasy 13, but the combat is, you know, your classic MMO style combat, where you've got, you do special attacks and you gotta watch the meter charge up and all that. I think I'll like this more when it's on PS4 and they've upgraded the graphics to look better, cause on the PS3 they're kinda weak. God damn it. We've lost Kush again.
He's a ninja! Sing!
Alright, so we was talking about Final Fantasy 14. God damn it. So, you know, like I said, it's your typical, feels a lot like, looks a lot like Final Fantasy 13 aesthetically, but it just has your MMO trappings, and it's okay. I think I'll enjoy it more when the PS4 version launches, and that's the reason why I bought it now, because I get it for $10 or $15, and I can upgrade to the PS4 version for free in the next year when it comes out. So I went ahead and I thought I could waste a month of service and it would still be cheaper than the $60 of the one that's coming out. So
is there a due date on the PlayStation 4 version?
I want to say no, exactly. I've heard February or I've heard April. There's so many games coming out in February or April, it's hard for me to keep in mind which is which when it comes out. So, but yeah. So, anyway, that's pretty much all I have been playing. And Kush, you don't have anything down. Have you not played anything else?
Not that I really can remember. Other than Fairway Solitaire. And I don't need to talk about that anymore. And I really, after two computer freezes, I just want to fucking end the show.
I went and seen The Hunger Games, Catching Fire. I thought it was great.
Did you like the first one?
I did. I think the first one would have done better if they had explained more, like the books, because there's a lot of stuff that they left out that it made the movie not make as much sense if you hadn't read the books.
Or if they kept it dark in the end, because I didn't read the book, but I heard about how the ending is, and it's not just random dogs. It's the whatever corpses of the fallen victims. So.
Yeah, but they make them into dogs. It's weird. It was really disgusting. But the second movie is way better than the first, and it does a lot better job of following the book and stuff as well. So they did a really good job there. I did read that, or did hear that they're making the last book in the two movies, which is the going thing now. Which I guess is better than The Hobbit, where they take one book and make it into three movies. I bet they'd make it into four if they could get away with it somehow. But I'm kind of excited to see the new Hobbit, though. I did like the last one. Do you watch any movies, Rich?
The only thing I watch is one of those old movies that I just kept missing, and I finally got around to watching it last night. There Will Be Blood.
Oh. Did you drink your milkshake? Did you drink it up? I don't know anything about that movie. I have no idea what it's about, but that's the only thing about that movie I know is about the drinking the milkshake. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's wow. That movie starts off really, you're like, oh, it's an oil guy, and then it gets really dark pretty quickly. it's actually pretty good.
And, it is a, what the hell's his name, P.T. Anderson?
Yeah.
It's one of his things, and they always get dark.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm glad I actually saw it finally. Pretty doggone good. But no, that's been playing games mostly. Not didn't watch much in the way of movies. Waiting for The Hobbit too, man. I can't wait for that.
In television, I didn't watch it, but my mom watched the new Doctor Who 50th anniversary of the Day of the Doctor episode.
Yeah.
And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, I paid $8 for on Amazon for this because I was under the impression it was a TV movie. I did not realize I paid $8 for an hour long episode of Doctor Who.
Yes, you did.
I'm pretty annoyed by this.
It's like the second highest growing film in like UK history in terms of like on whatever weekend gross type of thing.
And it's an hour.
Yeah. I was like, I told mom, it's a longer version of the show. I hear it's like I thought it was like 2 hours long. I told her this. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Rob, what? It's over. I was like, what do you mean it's over? She goes, she's like, I tried to watch the next episode. I'm like, well, mom, there's no new episode. It was only one episode. Oh. And she gets to look at what it says right here. There's like 13 episodes. I was like, mom, if you read all those, there's one episode of the TV show. The rest of that is like, oh, let's talk about this Doctor Who character and stuff. And I'm like, that's all that is. She goes, oh, well, it was only an hour long. I'm like, what? I paid $8 for that? So, yeah, I paid $8 for an episode of Doctor Who for my mom.
Oh, man. And you hyped it up for her, too, and it was only an hour long.
But she didn't care. She loves
Doctor Who. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
So, yeah, my mom has become a Doctor Who fiend.
Yeah, I noticed.
She bought the Christmas tree lights from freaking Think Geek and then the ornament. I was like, mom, really?
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't get it.
I like Doctor Who, but I can only take it in small doses. I can't sit there and binge watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But, and I've been watching Chuck. I've like in the season 4 of Chuck, and I've already watched the show once, but I just started watching it again.
I thought about rewatching it only when I've been trying to watch Netflix on my Xbox One, which never works.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why it does it. It goes to like a certain percentage, then it stops and then goes resets back to the part where it says you want to watch this, press play.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it works great on my PS4. Boom! Actually, I don't know. I haven't watched it on my PS4. I use my smart TV. So. but I did watch Arrow this week as well, so.
Yeah, I did too.
It was a really good episode. That show is really consistent with its goodness.
Yes, it is.
So. Except for the week before that.
I didn't think that was that bad. Or whatever. No episode.
I don't know, whatever. The episode with the guy from Fringe. I don't like that character.
Oh.
So ridiculous. Yeah. He seems like he belongs in Dead Rising 3.
Yep.
Not in Green Arrow.
As a psychopath.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I guess we could get to news. So they did the VGX, which is the Video Games Award. I don't know why there's an X to its extreme, or if it's the 10th year they've done it, which
it's
I don't think
it's definitely not the 10th year.
But
no.
So they showed some trailers for some stuff.
Yes, they did.
I was really shocked by the Borderlands Telltale Games announcement. That really came out of left field, and it's not something I ever expected.
Yeah,
and
Telltale is doing too much crap. God Almighty,
they are. Stop it!
But there was
where's my Wolf Among Us? Damn it!
There was so much sarcasm online though about the Borderlands thing, and me and Rich are like, we both love Borderlands writing.
Yeah,
and I'm excited to see what they could do with this.
I don't.
What are you gonna do? Shoot! I mean,
I'm not excited for it.
I think there's some potential here. I mean. Twofold. I mean, first of all, I think there's some interesting. I thought there's some interesting writing in Borderlands 2.
Yeah,
and I think that these guys can flesh out a pretty cool story. Also, I think this also gives whatever Borderlands comes next on the consoles gives it some room to grow story wise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it might be kind of cool.
I think it could be cool too.
So. Now, I got the total stink eye on the Game of Thrones thing. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait, what do you mean you got the stink eye? You didn't like it, or your wife?
No, man, I want book 6. I don't care about the freaking game.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with the books. Come on. I want book 6 too, but it's not.
The thing about that announcement was that I didn't realize there was a rumor a few weeks ago. I thought it was already officially announced, so yeah. I was not at all surprised. I was like, I thought I saw a bunch of journalists and everyone saying that this was a done deal, that this was already a fact.
Yeah, I heard it was a rumor when I heard about it the night I picked up my Xbox. I was all excited. I was like, really? That sounds like that something that wasn't going to happen. And then when they announced Borderlands 2, I was like, well, of course they're not. There's no Game of Thrones. It's like, I was kind of instantly disappointed.
That's ridiculous. Exactly.
And then when they announced Game of Thrones, I'm like, oh, Oh.
During that announcement, the one guy from Telltale, the one who was closer to the host, he did not seem like he was feeling Joel McHale's quote humor.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because Joel McHale, I love Joel McHale. He's awesome in Community.
I think he's fine, but I thought he was a terrible host.
I think a lot of that had to do with they made him say a lot of that shit.
I don't know. It's not about what he said. It's not about like the jokes. It's about and whether or not this is what they wanted. So I'm not going to put all the blame on him. But the problem with him as a host was not his bad jokes or any of that crap. It was his attitude that, oh, this is all shit. Who gives a shit about video games? I don't care. Why am I here? This is a waste of time. You know, video games are worthless. Why am I wasting my time with video games?
But apparently he's a big gamer.
He's a big gamer. You know,
who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, the thing I got out of it, I mean, for me, the best parts of it were just the uncomfortable, like, pauses after his jokes. I revel in that shit. I thought it was hilarious how uncomfortable he made everybody. I mean,
that was, you know, looking back on it, that shit is funny. And
it's hilarious.
Every time he would go after Jeff Keighley about how many layers he was wearing.
Oh, dude, I was cracking up.
And you could just tell. You can tell Jeff was like, would you please shut the fuck up, please? Right. But it's like, the first time he said it, I didn't pay any attention. But every time they'd go back to it, he'd mention it, I would start counting the layers.
And you could tell he'd been drinking.
What?
It was awesome, man.
Hell was with that fucking Grand Theft Auto shit? We're waves. We're waves. Yeah. What the hell was that?
Oh my God, that was terrible.
I don't even know what that was. I stopped watching at like 7:30 or something, so I didn't see the end. But yeah,
the last 30 minutes was a fucking concert. It had nothing to do with video.
Yeah, I left when he said he was going back to them again. I was like, oh, I don't know if this is for real this time.
It's a hip hop group.
I don't care what they are. I know what they are. I just don't understand. Yeah. Well, who are you? We're waves. We're waves. What's about, you know, tell us about yourself. We're waves.
We're stoned.
We're waves.
I said, I think they smoked all the pot.
Dude, you're right. You were totally dead on that. They were totally stoned.
Yeah, it was. That part was terrible. I mean, it was kind of
funny just seeing the parts where it sort of seemed like Joel went off script and actually became kind of interested in a game. Because like when they were demoing Broken Age, he like genuinely became like, oh, this looks really cool and all this stuff. I haven't seen anything of Broken Age until VGX. And I really love that art style. I think it looks great.
And how uncomfortable did fucking Joel make Reggie from
the Oh, dude, that was the best part. That was the best part. I loved it. The Reginator got freaking a little
man, you don't want to make Reggie angry. He's a big guy.
I know. It was freaking hilarious.
That dude's made out of hamburger, I'm telling you.
I didn't see that. Did you see some of the... I think I retweeted one of the fake... There's like a fake... Reggie,
somehow punching.
It was freaking hilarious, man. And you know, that's what he wanted to do, too. He's like, man, Keighley's bad enough, but this guy, that's what it was on his look on his face.
When the thing started out and Joe read that joke, you could tell he's reading a lot of shit off the teleprompter. And when he did the joke about him wearing his adult diaper, I think that is at the point where he just fucking, and that was early on, I think that's when he snapped.
He's like, this is fucking bullshit.
This is stupid. I think that's when he realized this was stupid. Because then he came back and he sat down in the chair. He goes, yeah, I just filled my adult diaper. He just had this look of disdain on his face that he had to say the stupid shit. Yeah. And it was like, anytime that he could get away from the teleprompter, it was like, he did. But after he said that thing about Reggie, suddenly he disappeared. It was just Jeff up there talking to Reggie. And I was like, what just happened? But
I also liked his F off to the Twitterverse too. when he was like, yeah, because you know, Twitter, the internet has nothing but good things to say about everything.
the thing about it too is though, I mean, because there was so much of it that was off prompter and everything. If you're going to do that, they should have done a lot of rehearsals because they obviously didn't. I mean, either do something where it's just completely, you know, what the hell am I thinking? What's the word I'm thinking for? Improv? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Right. Or if you're going to be doing it off a script, rehearse that shit.
You know, Rob brought up a really good point, too. You know, as much as everyone was like, oh, this is so cringeworthy. This looks so low budget. I think we learn more at this VGAX, whatever the hell you want to call it, than we have in the past few, because they actually sit down and talk to the developers mm-hmm. about the trailers and stuff. I thought it was good. I mean, I'll take
this over the crap that they've been doing.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think this is a step in the right direction. Everyone's, you know, like we all know, everyone complains on the freaking internet. Oh, this is lame. This is stupid.
They need a host. They need a attitude of celebration, though, not of this. Look at this. This is all just a bunch of stupid crap.
Look at these nerd gamers that live in the basement. You know, that stuff's getting old. And they do it every year. They pander to that annoying shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, hey, look, guys, you guys are nerds, okay? You live with your moms in your basements.
But the prompter shit was bad. It was annoying because, I mean, there were times, like, I can't remember who it was, but there was a time where he was talking with, like, some woman developer. And instead of talking to her or ever looking at her, he was just reading straight off the prompter. I'm like, this is very stale, and this just seems not right.
Yeah.
And there was like the time right in the beginning where he's like, oh, Laura Croft will introduce. She's like, what? What am I supposed to do? She's like, hey, no, go. Like, oh.
That was hilarious.
I don't find that stuff funny. I find it just like, that's cringeworthy. It's like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, that's why I liked it. I was like, oh, this is great. What a awesome, a train wreck. This is sweet.
So Rich is middle America.
Oh, yeah. I am the epitome of middle America.
Also, Kyle Berner is recording on my side, too. So maybe after restarting or whatever, it might have done it the last time, too. But not the first time. So I'll definitely need that file.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and just send you the other one as well, just in case. So they showed some games and stuff. A lot of it just seemed like weird. Like the Division, I wanted to know more about the game, but it was more about the engine,
the tech. And it's like you could have put out a freaking press release and a few screenshots. The first thing they announced,
Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, which is Tomb Raider PC Edition.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm gonna buy it.
I know you're gonna buy it. You buy everything.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, I think it's so weird for them to act like this great looking PC version never existed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and probably in sales wise, it didn't.
Yeah, I'm still saying. And I'm sure that PC version probably looks better than what this definitive version will look like, too.
Oh, I'm sure it probably does, but I don't care. I want that game.
You buy everything.
And it's coming out January.
If they released that game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, you would buy that, too.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes,
buy it.
You would.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No.
Yes, you would.
I'm only buying the PS4.
I would buy it if they brought it for NES. You nuts?
So, but I think I'm probably in the minority here. Some people just seem to shit all over it. Was Dying Light. I was like, Joel, that game looks exciting to me. I don't.
It looks stupid.
I don't care, man. I liked what the hell is Dead Island? And it's by the same group that made Dead Island, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And that video they showed is not as exciting as the previous video that they had for that game several months ago.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you playing as like a super guy in this game?
No, you're playing as a parkour guy.
Dude, you can't. Oh, okay.
Dude, it's Mirror's Edge.
Dude, it's a video game. Island. Who gives a shit?
I don't know. I think you guys are gonna be pleasantly surprised.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
If
you've watched the videos for that game, the previous video that they announced, that game looked amazing. Because
Do you like Assassin's Creed? Because when you jump off of never mind. when you jump off a building and you jump off a building and you land in a stack of hay, guess what? That's not realistic either.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't like that.
when you play Call of Duty. None of that shit's realistic either. Yeah. You like playing that? Shooting in space?
Really. Well, right.
Okay, what do you like?
Forza.
That's what I was about to say. Other than racing games.
He loves microtransactions.
I like RPGs.
Oh god, what have I done? Okay. I hit this mute button on my speakers.
I wish I liked Assassin's Creed.
I love the new one. I think it's great. Did you play that one yet, Kush?
No.
Well, you were talking about buying it, and I didn't know if you did or not. So
I'm kind of regretting not buying Lego Marvel.
Getting that for the kids for Christmas. The kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you hadn't already got it for the kids for Christmas and let them open it early.
I'm not going to do that. Hey, I'm trying my best not to do that.
All right, I got to get y'all's opinion because I have the most unpopular opinion on the internet, No Man's Sky.
Dude, I've been waiting for you to talk about this.
Everybody seems so excited about the game.
Dude, I am so on board on this game, man.
I'm interested in it. I'm interested in seeing how Hello Games manages to, I don't want to say pull it off, but just to see how it turns out. Because it is a small studio making a very ambitious game.
Four people are making this game.
Dude, as I said on Twitter, they had me at Arthur C. Clarke. It's like they're actually trying to do a science fiction game. Not a space marine game, not a aliens attack game, but an actual science fiction game. And I think that's
The fact that somebody's
trying to do it is like I'm on board with just that.
The problem I have with it is the whole procedurally generated thing. And anytime I've played anything that's been procedurally generated, I get bored because there's no point. Everything, you know, is just random blocks and places. Just like Minecraft. Minecraft is exciting the first few days you play it.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get over the fact that you're not gonna die every 2 seconds and get used to playing that game, it's not as exciting anymore. And I'll continue to play Minecraft here and there, but to me, this game I need to know more about it before I can get hyped. What they showed did not hype me up. I did not get excited about it because I don't care if there's 10 billion planets you can go to and they're all different because they're all procedurally generated. The problem is they're procedurally generated and that makes boring game design.
Well, see, for me, what had me so excited is that the their motivation for making this game. The source material for it. I'm like, oh man, they're going down that road. It's kind of cool, man. I think. I mean, it's not just a exploration game. It's not just a fighting game. It's, you know, it's whatever you land on. I mean, like you can land on one planet and it's full of these giant things that'll eat you in like no time flat, or you can land on another planet and, you know, so. Everything's different. It's cool, man. It's like you never know what you're gonna get. I think that has a lot of promise. And maybe it'll be total crap, but I'm just excited that someone's actually breaking the mold a little bit and trying to make something that's interesting to me at least.
And I thought it was funny how many people thought this was kind of like Spore. I'm like, it's not like Spore because they showed him in the water. People were like, oh, you're evolving. I'm like, no, you're not. He was just in the water.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but that game is so last gen because the fish didn't move when he got near them. Mm-hmm. And as we know, Call of Duty has taught us that is next gen stuff, that the fish move when you go near them. So last gen confirmed.
Yeah. So. Well,
but everybody seemed too excited about that game for what we were shown. I don't know, man.
I don't think so. I think it's a breath of fresh air. Something that they're challenging themselves, and I don't know. I'm excited about it. I'm still excited about it. You can't poo-poo this one on me, Rob. I'm excited, damn it.
So, did they show anything else that anybody else was excited about? Because I don't remember.
Oh, Titanfall stuff.
Like I said, is anybody excited?
No, I am. I mean, because one thing I was afraid of was like the mechs were going to be a one-trick pony. You know, I was like, oh, this is going to get boring after a few days, but they're actually, you know, having different types of mechs with different attributes and stuff, you know, to make the game a little deeper. I was happy to see that. So like I have a lot more faith. I have a lot more faith in Titanfall now than I did last night before I saw what I saw. I'm pumped for it.
It was weird seeing a woman accept the award for Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah, that was a little.
It almost seemed like they're saying, oh, everyone, you complain that we don't have a female character in the game.
Right, exactly.
So here, let's have a female accept this award.
Yeah, I that looked like a total F you to me. that's how I took it, at least.
I like the
irrational games exception speech. I was really hoping that Sean Elliott would end up in there somewhere, just like, I kept laughing. I was like, because I could just see him looking at this, like, what is this piece of shit? But of course, they wouldn't want that in the video.
I'm sure he did look at that. They're like, we can't put that in. What did you guys think about the Double Fine game?
Well, like you know, I said, I thought it looked. I love the visuals of it. I mean, it's an adventure game, so I mean, there's not much. I mean, it's not like it's going to be super exciting, or I not say it won't be exciting, but just, you know, I don't think it's going to be so like unique or something that's like, oh my god, I've never seen anything like this. But it's an adventure game, and it looks really good, and it's got a good cast.
It does. It does. I think people are getting there. See, this is when Kickstarters work good.
Double Fine is funny.
Yes, I thought it looked pretty cool. I thought it looked really cool, actually. Because I was, you know, with the Kickstarters, I'm always afraid that, oh man, they're gonna get their money and they're just gonna just put something out. But no, these guys, well, you know, they have a reputation to uphold. So
Tim Schafer should host the VGAs.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah, but honestly, who wants that job? Especially if you're in the industry, do you really want that job?
No,
I don't.
We should start a Kickstarter to have them. Be the host.
Look, I say next year we just do it. Come on.
Yeah. It should just be me.
Fuck you. Just because you have an awesome beard and you're the prettiest of all three of us doesn't mean shit, Kush.
Yeah, no, it should just be Rich and his kids. It'll be like America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, but then we're about to go to a commercial and never.
No, don't step on. Ah!
This kid turned off the show.
Oh, it's another emergency room episode.
All right. Rich, if you want to go get your wife.
No, she said no.
She said no? Oh.
Yeah, no, because she heard that Mark had a long meeting. She didn't want the show to be any longer.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's a good stopping point then. Unless anything else they want to bring up about the VGX? No? Okay, cool.
Who cares?
We saw what we needed to see.
All right, then we'll get.
Oh, well, the last thing is that I'm super excited for, what is it, Quantum Break? Is that the name of it?
Yeah. Oh my god, I didn't even talk about that. Yes,
it looked pretty good.
It did. And some people were talking about how I don't understand this whole. I don't understand this game. It's like things happen in time, and everything freezes, and you move around in the frozen environment. What's not to understand?
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it does.
I was more excited about it now than I was when they first showed that first video. I'm like, okay. But I'm still wondering how this weird TV show is going to fit into all this as well. Because they said that they were talking about that as well. Is that there's going to be a TV show that goes along with this.
Yeah, the TV show that stars the villain, is it?
I don't know. I haven't looked into much of that. But they were trying to be real clever in their video for Quantum Break, too. In the background, they had everything freezing and fast forward and real fast. We watched.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's going to be it for the show. Kush, plugs.
Yeah. PixelatedSausage.com. Go there, whatever. Finally, after years of being gone, Amazon Associates program is back in Illinois. So if you want to support the site, there's a little banner thing at the bottom. You can click that and just shop through Amazon. Do your regular shopping. Get a small percentage. Check out the other podcasts I do. Pixelated Sausage Podcast. You'll find on Pixelated Sausage. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. I'm at Kush3 on Twitter. Check out some other podcasts like the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com. The Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at Two-HeadedNerd.com, the Undercover Unitards Podcast at UndercoverUnitards.com, and the Sprite Stuff, which you can find over at FrontBurner.net, FrontBurner.net. That is FrontBurner without the E.net. Great site, great community. Go check it out. That's it. That's all.
Also, he's Cannoli Crasher on Xbox One.
Whatever. Follow me, whatever. The whole follow system is stupid. I don't like it.
Well, look, it took us a week to figure out how I could even see you on fucking Xbox One again because you blocked me.
I did after that whole BS with the freaking whatever Grand Theft Auto invites.
Yeah, that was Raptor's fault.
I don't care. That was super annoying. Raptor's a piece of shit.
Yeah, for people those that don't know it at home.
Raptor's the most worthless program.
I love Raptor, but
it is piece of shit. Apparently, it doesn't track anything.
It doesn't track any of the next gen stuff yet, does it?
No. That's what I hate.
You can track my asshole.
But what happened was Kush, I had sent Kush a request to join our party in game. Me and Sean were playing Grand Theft Auto one night, and I sent him one request. Well, Rafter kept popping it up on his computer every like 5 minutes. It would pop up, "You have an Xbox Live, or this person wants you to join this party." And he thought I kept spamming him messages. He'd sent me a message on Twitter, "Motherfucker, I don't want to block you, but."
Send me one more of those messages and you're fucking blocked.
You're done.
And then you sent one, and then I was like, that's it.
And so he's like, I sent him a message later. I'm like, "Kush, I don't know what you're talking about. I only sent that one message." "Well, I just kept getting them." And then, like, when the Xbox One came out, I kept looking. I was like, why is it not showing he's even played anything on the Xbox One? It wouldn't show that he had played Dead Rising. He told us he played it.
Son.
And I was like, why? I don't understand. And it's showing that he's never been online. And I mentioned it to him. He goes, so he started trying to work it out. And then I said, "Did you really block me that night?" And he goes, "I think that might be it." And then he had to fight trying to figure out how to unblock me.
He thinks it might be it.
Yeah. I just sent you a message because I think that's how you undo it.
But eventually it started working again, thank God.
And the greatest Xbox One game to date will come out tomorrow.
Yes, I can't wait.
Yep.
Hopefully you download it before I leave for work tomorrow morning.
Good old, and here comes all the interesting random price tags.
$12.
Yeah.
$12.
Which, is it going to have...
Better than 20.
But I'm guessing it probably has 1,000 achievement points, too. So
they all do.
Yep, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it has 1,000 in-app purchases.
Does it really?
I don't know, probably. It's a PopCab game.
I hate that that's the way that PopCab is gone now. I hate that that's become a thing now. Fucking... Ugh. Anyway,
don't support Rick's. It. Yes,
plug your plugs.
Okay, first of all, I gotta let this out. While you guys were talking, one of my kids. Yeah, we have perfect timing. One of my kids just came in here, did a James T. Kirk barrel roll, grabbed his DS off the charger, and did another barrel roll out of the room.
I don't know if you know this. It may be time to have to talk with your kids about drugs.
He didn't want to spend too much time with.
He was really quiet. He was really quiet about it, but he did it. I'm not going to laugh.
And then the other one's going to do it and shut the show off.
You can't make Dad laugh either. Okay, so anyways, follow me on PSN or Xbox Live, Rolex DP Racer. If you're into racing, check out my show, Grand Am Unleashed, that I do with Tommy and what's that other guy? Oh, yeah, Chad. And yeah, that's about it.
How long is it going to be named that?
Oh, we haven't, the art's being done right now, and I'm so tempted to tell you what the name is going to be, but I can't. But it should be out, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we'll have the new branding.
It's the worst show to plug in the world.
And I know. And
it has no website. It has no name, really, anymore. God almighty.
We're working on it.
If you go to the old website, then you'll find the new website name when it comes out. So
the old website is a piece of shit. It's like LDW.RF. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
We're growing.
I'm like, when I pip the show out, I'm like, go check out the Grand Am Unleashed. You can just search for it yourself. They won't even be named that anymore. Who cares?
Hey, it's easy to find in Google and Bing. The first thing that comes up,
look,
when you put that in.
It's real easy to find. All it is geocities.com/Grand Am Unleashed.
That would be a lot easier.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm not in charge of that.
Okay.
Don't shoot the messenger, guys.
Is that all you got to plug, man?
And yeah, that's it.
All right. And I'm Henderson, man. Add me. Follow me on Xbox, and I'll probably add you back. I've been falling in love with my Vita again, man.
Yeah, me too, man. Tear away.
Ease. So, you know.
Rainbow Moon. I got to take out Ease, man.
So.
One more week of school.
Can't wait for you to be done.
I can't wait for my wife to be done, so I got something to play games with again.
I don't even know what I'm going to do that last day. It's going to be super weird.
You're done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... Yeah, well, you know what, man? Congratulations.
Yeah.
Weird. I need to see Frozen. Yeah. That's what I'm going to try and do on Thursday.
I'm so pissed. I had a fucking reminder set on my phone and everything for the Amazon sale for the Disney Infinity Frozen set for $15. Fucking missed it.
I can't believe it went that cheap so fast.
I was so pissed off.
I got it.
You got it? Fuck you. Fuck you.
Wait a minute. You're not Rob.
$15. Plus, I always have credit on Amazon. I game that whole Bing reward system like crazy.
Yep.
That's the only reason why Bing is worth using.
It's got to be costing them so much money.
I've made hundreds of dollars.
Wow. Well, that's how you got your Xbox One.
That's a good chunk of why. So basically, Microsoft, I got it for free in a way. Microsoft paid for a lot of it.
iPad your numbers, you give me money.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, everybody have a good evening.
One of my Bing accounts is my cat.
But your cat's dead.
They don't know that.
Is that federal law?
Like they care.
I don't think he's trying to get away with tax credits from his cat.
I'm joking.
My dead cat is very curious. And he doesn't know that Google exists. He's not that smart. He's using Bing after all. What else would he be using Bing?
I don't know. I use Bing all the time.
He's just like, I love the front page of Bing. I just wish it was a better search engine. Because the whole front page with that big old image is great.
It must be what you're used to, because Google, I mean, it's the same to me. I've never used Google.
They're not the same. I've checked many times. Because if it was the same, I would just decide to go to Bing.
Okay.
Right. That was an interesting end of the show. So, all right, everybody, have a good night.
Yeah.
Xbox, Bing, Cushion,
Xbox. Xbox. No.
Oh my God, it's
wait,
doing
wait.
It. Stop. Stop
wait,
listening.
Hold on.
Oh.
Everyone shush for a second.
Back.
Just be quiet. Shh. Xbox, turn off. Yes.
I have a cute story. I tried the Xbox Fitness out the other night, and still upset that there's no beginner program. So I'm having to deal with what I can find. And so I tried cardio kickboxing the other night, and I'm really getting into it. And I'm kicking left and kicking right, and I'm jumping around and jump roping. And all of a sudden she's like, "Do a squat." So I do the squat, and when I try to come back up, I lose my balance. Stumble backwards, fall into my video game shelf behind me. It's a shelf that holds like 150 games. The top 75 of them just collapsed on top of me, and I'm like trying to push these games off of me, and I'm screaming, "Xbox, stop! Xbox, stop!" And all I could think of is I started laughing, laying here on the floor. If somebody had walked in, they probably would have thought the Xbox had picked me up and threw me against the
wall. Across the room.
And I'm like, "Please, Xbox, stop. Don't beat me anymore."
Talk bad about my UI. I show you.
So I haven't gone back to Xbox Fitness, number one, because I've been sick, and number two, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So anyway, everybody, I'm out.